and therefore Conrad had a legitimate claim to the throne. This was assisted by the fact that Sibylla, the sister of Baldwin IV, and her two daughters died in early 1188 of illness, and King Guy really had no claim to the throne. He had neither a wife or surviving heirs. He had been discredited at the Battle of Hattin, and now he faced his sister-in-law, actually half-sister-in-law, married to a man with numerous connections in Western Europe, a vassal of the Holy Roman Emperor, brother had been married into the royal family of Jerusalem. He just didn't have the credentials to match. And in these circumstances, Guy, in his audacious and foolish manner, did something that in the end actually proved to his advantage. Since he could make no headway at Tyre, he collected whatever vassals he could find and made a beeline to Acre, which had surrendered to Saladin, which was the traditional port and financial center of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, and put the city under siege, or maybe more accurately, under blockade. It was audacious, it was stupid, it was foolish, it was totally unexpected, it took Saladin by surprise, and the sheer folly of the action actually played to Guy's advantage. Acre became the focus of all these crusading forces. The various contingents now arriving in 1189 and 1190 made immediately for Acre, the traditional port, to back up King Guy's effort to take the city. Conrad was left back in Tyre claiming the throne, but he wasn't conducting the offensive operation. So while Conrad gets the credit for saving the kingdom, it's Guy who initiates the so-called counterattack. And Guy all of a sudden found himself with all sorts of people showing up, willing to offer their allegiance and services to him in consideration for various concessions, and also because, well, the reason we're here on crusade is to fight the Muslims and to fight a Saladin. So there was a very complicated political situation. Who was a legitimate king under these circumstances? Well, let's get back to those great kings who are coming to Palestine, who are going to straighten out the situation of the succession as well as defeat Saladin. As I mentioned, the Third Crusade really revealed the difficulties of bringing crusader power to bear. And the first crusade to depart was that of Frederick Barbarossa. He mobilized his armies quickly. This army was extremely disciplined. It was large. It was very large. It departed from Regensburg in 1189, marched down the Danube to the city of Constantinople. The usual, maybe it was 50,000 people, including all the pilgrims and soldiers. There were the usual problems with the Byzantines. The then reigning emperor, Isaac II, who is one of the most feckless emperors on the throne, had made an alliance with Saladin against the Seljuk Turks. He was also fearful for his throne because he was a usurper. He didn't trust the German army. Frederick came close to taking Constantinople. There was another debate in another Christian royal tent, Western European tent. Why not take Constantinople? Frederick decided against it, but he did bully Isaac into providing guides, providing money and supplies, and assisting the transport of the German crusaders to Asia Minor. In the spring of and summer of 1190, this crusading army marched through Asia Minor. It swept aside all Turkish resistance. It occupied Konya, handed a decisive defeat to the then reigning sultan, and moved east, turned southeast to go through the Cilician gates, came down the Kalikonis, which is now the Gorksuyu, and just before reaching the city of Seleukia, where they were going to get into the Cilician plain, Frederick gets drowned. And I've been to the spot several times. It's a rather difficult gorge. The army was reluctant to cross the river, and what Frederick did was, you know, splash across the river and apparently was drowned, swept away. Later, legend said he was in the Harz Mountain, where he waited to be reawakened to reunite the German nation. Anyway, that's what Bismarck used to say. With the death of Frederick, the German army broke up, which you would expect. Most of the Hohenstaufens went back to defend the realm. Frederick, the younger son of the emperor, led a force into Palestine along with Leopold of Austria. But the majority of the Germans went back essentially to fight round number whatever it was in the civil war between Welfs and Hohenstaufens. The older son of Frederick was still in Germany. That was Henry VI. He had his own problems gathering the Italian inheritance as well as battling his position in Germany. And so the Great Crusade, the most impressive army from Western Europe, the one that Saladin probably worried about the most, never showed up. Some forces appeared in Antioch. They eventually made their way to Acre, where most of the Germans tended to back Conrad, since Conrad was an Italian and a vassal of the Holy Roman Emperor.